Evening, Davo. So you've just come off the back of a 1-1 draw with Beaconsfield. You've got to be delighted with that, haven't you?
Delighted. I wouldn't say delighted. I'm really pleased with the performance. We preached to the lads about getting performances right, you get results, and by and large, the performance today was decent. We warranted the point. Obviously, at the end, it gets a little bit backs to the wall. Unfortunately, I said on Saturday we were a little bit walking wounded. We had a few more that were struggling with niggles and bits and pieces, so we've changed it. Took Rob Carr off, which was one of our real attacking threats, and tried to shore it up, and unfortunately they equalised, so it feels a bit of a sickener. But with 10 minutes or so to go, them equalising, obviously us changing what we'd done, our shape and the team, and they've got the momentum at that stage, so in the end it's a really good point, because they were, you know, started bombarding us at the end, and we've battled down the hatches and got a point. So yeah, I'm sort of mixed feelings.
And you've mentioned in there, obviously, a couple of changes for tonight. I think there were sort of two or three changes to the team sheet from the game at St Ives at the weekend. Just talk me through your selection process.
Yeah, Josh Francis is away on holiday, arranged before we signed him. James Scott got a groin injury, so he's out for a little while. So we lost those two, still without Chris Hall. And Chalky was last game of his suspension. Lawrence Whiting was not selected today, and that's the measure of the squad that we've got, because he's a good player and he's not in the 16 at the moment, but his time will come, I've no doubt about that. But we did welcome back Rob Carr and Dan Russell, who were a class acts, a pair of them are class acts, and they showed that today when they both came straight back into the team and like they weren't away. So lost two, gained two, still without three or four, so one of these days we'll have a full strength.
And tell me about the first half. I mean, it looked like at times you were under the cosh. The Beaconsfield looked quite sharp. They looked good going forward. And then it looked as though you sort of grew into the game. Do you think that's a fair reflection?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely grew into the game, I would say, is a fair reflection. I would say that they popped the ball around really lovely. And I think they're the best team we've played. Country Mile, I think they're the best team that we've played, they played some good stuff, and we needed to weather the storm at times because they play some really good intricate stuff and try and get in behind you. But we defended well, a couple of last ditch tackles, put the body on the line, which we did in our own box. But we didn't really do that in the attacking third. We had a few things pinballing around, and we didn't show the same desire to get on the end of things in their box as we did in our own. But we grew into the game, and by half time it was fairly end to end, really. We were relatively pleased with it, especially it's like at home, it's a bit of a slope, and we were down up the slope first half, and relatively happy at half time.
And you say half time, obviously you've come in. I suppose it's a difficult one to react to, really. Do you sort of go in a bit more firm around, because they've hit the post twice in the first half as well, or do you sort of praise them and get them up for the second half? I mean, what approach did you take at half time?
It was a bit mixture, really. They hit the post a couple of times, but we probably had the best chance, the free kick, and then well, I don't know what happened, really. We have two or three lads could have put the ball in, looked like an open goal, but I know it was bouncing around a little bit. But yeah, they probably had the better chances. But we praised them. We praised them for their performance, really. They're a young team. They're lacking experience. They're lacking some of our real experience and quality players through the spine of the team at the moment. So we have to accept that it's not always going to be perfect. We didn't play the football that we know that we can. We were a little bit lacking in composure, but we were quite pleased with them at half time. We sent them out and said, look, don't have the sloppy start to the second half that we have been of late, certainly the last home game. And that happened, really. Second half, I was quite pleased, especially the start. We're renowned for at the moment, and we're going to eradicate that starting slowly in the second half, and we didn't really. We got straight into the game, and again it took a similar pattern of fairly end to end.
And I suppose one of the biggest moments in the second half, We can't shy away from it. The 16-year-old young lad comes on in central midfield, picks up the ball, cuts outside, hits one, and suddenly you're 1-0 up.
Yeah, I'm chuffed to bits for him. You know, we are a young side. Two 18-year-olds at the back, right back, centre back, 16-year-old central midfield. Most of the team are all under 21, except for the old man, myself, and Pricey and Sim. So we've got three lads that are a bit older. Doing Sim and Pricey a disservice there because they're only mid-20s, but the rest of them are all 21, under 21, and those three are, well, Ben's 16 and the two lads at the back are 18. It's marvellous, really, and I was chuffed to bits for him. He's a good kid, very quiet. We've worked hard with him. We've done a lot of work with him, and he has developed massively, a product of the youth team. Popping up, marking a good player in Togwell. He's an experienced campaigner, and he marked him and did a good job on him, and he popped up with a goal. It was a good bit of composure on the ball. Jinked inside a couple of players, got a shot off. Maybe the keeper could have done better with it, I'm not sure. But he certainly hit it with enough power. So, yeah, really pleased for him. Just a bit gutted it wasn't the winning goal.
And you say, obviously, the winning goal. You must be thinking with 5 or 6 minutes left to play that you've done enough to see out the game. So you get hit by that late goal.
Yeah, disappointing. Pricey made a good save and we didn't follow it up and the lad smashed it in. So, yeah, disappointing. But the pleasing thing was we didn't fold and capitulate from there and lose the game from there. You know, we saw the point out, and it might seem a bit strange to be happy with a point at home, but with the state of our, you know, how young we are, we're growing, we need to learn how to win games, close games out. Sometimes you've got to respect the point. I said at the start, you've got a point, don't lose it, can we build on it? We did build on it, but in the end we respected the point and took the point home.
Well, Dave, obviously attention's turned to the game on Saturday at Uxbridge away.
Yeah, tough place to go. Good team. Had a reasonable start. They're always a good team. He's a good manager, and he puts a good side out there always. We've got a couple of lads back, which is great news. And we'll go there full of confidence. We'll train hard Thursday. We'll come up with a plan of what we're going to do and take it from there.
Well, best of luck for Saturday.
Yep. Cheers.